Some people have an average ordinary life where they can pay the bills, have a nice house, drive a nice car, go on holidays, buy nice clothes, and they're really happy with that. Other people have that exact same life and they complain about it, believe it or not, and share with you that they want to have a life that they're passionate about, a life that adds value, doing what they absolutely love to do, and they want to know how to do it. And if you ask the people that do live like that, the elite athletes, the movie stars, the sporting stars, the successful business people, people who wake up every day really excited about their life, their day, and everything that's in their life, yes, those people have written books and have shared with us how to do it. And if you ask them personally, the fundamentals of how they got to be where they're at are exactly the same. And the beautiful thing is it's just three things. So if we put it into a simple system of three, they'll share with you there's three things that you have to do, three things you've got to stop doing, three things that you have to be, and an added bonus, if you add the three R's at the end, then your life will be exactly the way you want it to be or choose it to be. So let's keep it really simple. The first one, if you're having a look at the pretty pictures I've sent you as well, number one is that the people who have a life that they love will tell you that they are absolutely passionate about what they do. They're focused, they're committed, they've chosen the one thing that they love the most. And a lot of people will share with you, oh, but I'm passionate about lots of things and I can't make up my mind. But the truly successful people, the ones that really have a life that they love, will share with you that they are doing what they're absolutely passionate about. The very best elite sports people, the very best elite business people, the people who have a life that they love are doing that life because they're doing what they're absolutely passionate about. They don't have a job, they don't go to work, they have a purpose and a reason to wake up every day. So number one is do what you're absolutely passionate about. The second picture I've shared with you, a lot of people may not recognize those two lovely gentlemen. That would be Larry and Sergey, the inventors of the Google search engine. And they will share with you, as every other successful, happy person on the planet will share with you, is that they never set out to become billionaires. They never decided that they wanted to make massive amounts of money, and that was their number one focus. These two gorgeous guys have changed our world because they wanted to create the very best search engine. It was all about, let's get everything available in the world, put it onto the World Wide Web, and make sure that when you go searching for it, you can find it. And of course, because they have now become the very best at what they do, they have shared with us what they do. They're really good at, the best at, search engines. And who for? Pretty much the entire world. Now, you don't have to be the best for the entire world. 6.5 billion people or 7 billion people may not be your target market. But if you want to be really successful, have a life of purpose, it's about being the best for the people in your life. So the best parent, the best accountant, the best footy coach, the best partner, the best employee. If you wake up every day and you're doing what you're absolutely passionate about and every day you put in 100% effort so you are the best at it, then the best in the world will tell you that you will have a really successful, happy life. And then the third one, so it's 1, 2, 3. Number one is be passionate. Number two is be the best. Number three, if you want financial success, it's about adding massive value to as many people's lives as possible. The people who are supremely and ultimately wealthy, where they never have to be concerned about money ever again, they will share with you, if they are self-made, that happened because they added massive value to people's lives. Not because they started out thinking, I want to become a multimillionaire or a billionaire. It was always about, I want to create a great product, a great service. And because that product or service adds massive value to our lives, we buy it. And consequently, somebody became very wealthy. So if you want to have a life of success and focus, there's three simple things. And everybody will tell you the same thing, that are living that life. Number one, do what you're passionate about. Number two, be the best at it. And number three, add as much value to people's lives as possible. And the word there is massive. Add massive value to people's lives. The three reasons why that won't happen. Number one is we're ignorant. If we don't know how to do it, if nobody ever shared with you that you could do what you're passionate about, you might end up in a job. If nobody ever shared with you that making money was about adding massive value to people's lives, you might focus on making money rather than adding massive value. If somebody hasn't shared with you that you can be the very best at what you do if you put your mind to it, then you might still be ignorant. But once you know, the best in the world will tell you that ignorance is a reason why people are not successful, but you can't use it as an excuse once you already know. The second reason that people aren't successful successful or don't have the life that they want is they're stupid, which simply means that you know what to do, but you don't do it. So you've read all the books, you've been to the seminars, you've heard all the people talk about how to become successful and how to be happy and how to be healthy, fit and strong, but you choose not to be, which in itself is stupidity because you know what to do, but you don't do it. The third one is laziness, if you don't bother doing it. So you know that you should get up and exercise, but you don't bother. You know that you should eat healthy food, but you just go for the easier, shorter option. You know that you should save a dollar a day to be financially independent by the time you retire, but you don't bother. You just can't be bothered, which is, of course, laziness. So the successful people in the world will tell you that if you are ignorant, if you are stupid, or if you are lazy, you cannot be successful because those things don't fit. You can suck or succeed, but you can't do both. Then they will share with you the next three. So the first three is be passionate, be the best in the world, add massive value. You can't be ignorant, you can't be stupid, and you can't be lazy. What you must be is self-motivated, educated, and disciplined. You can't expect somebody to come to your house and motivate you, inspire you, and get you going. What if they don't show up? You can't expect somebody to buy you the book, give you the CD to listen to, download the information for you, but get the library card for you and drive you to the library because, by the way, libraries are free. So self-education is also free. If you really, truly want to have a life of success and purpose and make a difference in the world, you have to be self-motivated. You can't expect somebody to motivate you, inspire you. You can't expect somebody to educate you. You need to educate yourself. We say, well, it's up to the teachers or the government or my parents. Libraries are free. Books are available to everybody. Google search engine, thank you very much, will give us all the education that we've ever wanted plus a million times more. So if you really want to know about stuff, you have to be self-educated. And of course, self-disciplined. You can't expect somebody to do it for you. Life is a wheelbarrow. You have to pick up the handles and push. And self-discipline simply means doing what you should do, when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. So that wraps up the first three of the first three, which is if you know that you need to be passionate and you know that you need to add massive value to people's lives and you know that you need to be the best in the world and you know that ignorance and laziness will stop you from being successful, then if you don't feel like it, you need to do it anyway. And that's what discipline is all about. So if you choose to be self-motivated, self-educated, and self-disciplined, then your life will be exactly the way you choose it to be. Last but not least, there's the three R's. If you really want to have a successful, happy life, you have to have respect for your environment, respect for the people around you. If the whole world was respectful of ourselves and the people in the world and our world, we wouldn't have any challenges with inequality. We wouldn't have discrimination. We wouldn't have sexism. We wouldn't have graffiti. We wouldn't have burglaries, we wouldn't have murders, we wouldn't have any challenges in the world, because when you are respectful of yourself and you respect other people and you respect your environment, then your world is a fantastic place to live. So the big word there is respect. Do you respect yourself? If you respect yourself, you'll eat healthy food, you'll look after yourself, you'll stay strong, you'll dress well, you'll treat other people with respect. So we won't even have any challenges with disease, because when we're self-respectful, then things like coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, obesity, the things that are preventable would never happen because we have self-respect for our own body. When you respect yourself, you also expect results. So when you go for a run, you know you're going to get fitter. When you eat healthy food, you know that you're putting vitamins and minerals into your body. You know that if you have the respect of saving and investing money, then you will get the result of being financially independent. So it's perfectly normal and acceptable, and the successful people will tell you that when you have respect for your environment and respect for other people, you will expect the results from that. And then we take full responsibility. So again, the successful people will tell you that they take responsibility for their success and for their failure. They don't blame other people when something goes wrong, and they take full responsibility for, yes, I worked my backside off, yes, I put the effort in, yes, I did the education, yes, I did the training, yes, I did the work, and that's why I have a life that I'm really proud of and a life that makes me incredibly happy. So it's a simple system of three. Do what you are the most passionate about, become the best in the world at it or the best in your world at it, add massive value to other people's lives, make sure that you're educated so you avoid ignorance, don't be stupid, which is knowing but not doing, and don't be lazy, which is knowing but not bothering, make sure that you are self-motivated, self-educated, and self-disciplined so you have a life that you love, and then take for responsibility for yourself, which means respect yourself, expect the results that you'll get from the outcome that you give. And isn't it exciting that you get to choose? If you choose to have a normal, average, ordinary life, that would be your choice. If you choose to have a life of abundance, and there are people who do it, that you, the world is, we are surrounded every day with people who are playing their sports, singing their songs, acting in movies, creating and producing events, and they're doing what they absolutely love to do. We can do exactly the same as long as we stick to the system of three.